I remember the first time we met, how your laughter echoed in the room, instantly drawing me in like a moth to a flame. We talked for hours, sharing stories and dreams as if we had known each other for a lifetime. Then there are those lazy afternoons spent lounging in the park, our laughter mingling with the rustle of leaves overhead. We talk about everything and nothing, our conversations flowing effortlessly from one topic to the next. Or we just enjoyed the silence in each other's company. Who could forget the late night adventures, sneaking out to explore the city under the cover of darkness? With you by my side, every alleyway felt like an adventure waiting to unfold, every street corner a secret waiting to be discovered. But it's not just the big moments, it's the little things too. The everyday stuff, you know. The way you make me coffee in the morning, just the way I like it. Or the way you'd always exactly know what to say when I was feeling down. Was a swell of gratitude in me for having you in my life. You've been my rock, my confidant, my partner in crime. I'm so deep in, and I don't want to ruin our friendship. Oh, Valentine's Day is approaching. We're both single, we're both lonely, desperately. But hey, I have something even better. My best friend. Hey, do you want to spend Valentine's Day together? You know, call it Galentine's? Yes! Well, I was just thinking something cheap and easy, something low-key. I don't know if we want to go to a restaurant or somewhere where, you know, there's going to be couples everywhere all cuddled up and romantic and kind of disheartening. Come to mine, yeah. We could cook something and then watch a movie, just like the old times. Sounds great. Oh my god, that's fucking delicious. Oh, could have thought you could make a tiramisu this romantic by adding pink food dye. Beautiful too. I love that. And the heart shape thingy? What do you call this? You know the god, I know you got it for coffee, so you can shake like specific shapes of cocoa onto your cappuccino. Shit, I'm never gonna remember. But this looks amazing on top of the tiramisu. This is fun. Come, let's watch a movie. I don't know. Something romantic? I'm not quite sure. Comedy? Action? I have no idea. Let's just keep scrolling. Hey. You keep getting closer to me. No, that's okay. Let's cuddle. You know? This is actually a pretty great way to spend Valentine's Day. What's that? Oh, my hair. Yeah. Hey. There's something I need to tell you. I don't know how to say this. The reason I've been having such difficulty dating is because Look, first of all, I want to say I don't want this to compromise our friendship in any way, okay? But I just can't keep it in any longer. I think I might be falling for you. You do? I've been trying to ignore it, but I can't deny how I feel anymore. You mean everything to me, and I needed you to know. Just didn't know how to say it. Well, I'm so glad you feel the same way. I was so nervous. In the past few weeks, especially. We have Valentine's Day and everything approaching. But this, today, I couldn't have wished for anything more. Your company. Your touch. Your arms around me. And just knowing that you feel the same way. Kiss me again. This feels perfect. Exactly as I imagined. I can't believe I waited this long, but I think it was worth it. Kissing me. Of course I do. Do you have any idea how long I've been waiting? Take this off. And take your shirt off too. Too hard for me. Oh God. They feel so perfect in my hands. And the way you move. Oh. It's music to my ears. For me, baby. Yes, that's it. Wow, such a gorgeous pussy. Wow. Oh, you taste divine. Absolutely divine. The way you push your hips against my tongue. Oh, the way you push your pussy up against my face. Really freaking cute. So desperate for my tongue. Baby, you taste like heaven. Keep pushing up against my face. I love it. Lift your butt a little. Let me put my hands underneath so I can squeeze while eating you. Yes. Let me suck on your clit a little bit. I'll bet you like that. I can tell you do by the noises you make. You're so cute. Can I finger you? I'm so wet and so ready for my fingers. This one too. Yeah. Okay. Just one finger at first. Wow. You're so nice and warm inside. Oh. Wow. So soft and warm. Oh. Keep licking the clit. I keep this steady rhythm for you. Do you like that? Yeah. Do you want me to keep going like this? Yeah. Okay. Okay. You feel around my fingers. So perfect. Adding another finger. I feel like you're ready now. Ooh, a little tight. But you like it, don't you? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So nice and warm, baby. Oh. Perfection. Absolutely perfect. You look so beautiful when you're enjoying yourself like this. Oh no, I don't want you to come yet. I want to kiss you first. Come and taste your fingers, baby. Oh, that's a good girl. Beautiful. Kiss me. I love sharing your taste with you. Just so you know how delicious you are. Now I'm gonna go back down there and I'm gonna make you calm. Okay? And I want you to moon my name while you come. Okay, do that for me. It's something I've been dreaming about. It's something I've really been wanting to hear. Okay. You want me to use my mouth only or fingers too? Mouth only? Okay. And I'm really going to town. Yes. Keep squeezing your butt. Getting closer. Yes, come for me, come for me, come for me. That was perfect. The way you said my name, it's a dream come true. Come cuddle me, rest a little, gather your energy. Yes, just take a few minutes, breathe, because it's your turn. I want to moon your name. I don't want this night to end.